This is Emory University Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Emory University Sound Science, emergency physicians Brian McNally and Arthur Kellerman discuss their recent research aimed at helping paramedics respond to cardiac arrest more safely and efficiently by analyzing data collected from 19 EMS agencies and 111 hospitals. The researchers identified which patients had the best chance of surviving cardiac arrest and which didn't. The study showed that successful resuscitation depends on what steps are taken immediately after cardiac arrest, before patients reach the emergency room. The study also raised the question of whether it's worth the risk to the public, paramedics, and family to speed a patient to the emergency room when paramedics can't restart the heart. I'm Robin Trakolis for Emory University Sound Science. Heart disease remains one of the most common causes of death in the United States, with about half those deaths occurring suddenly, roughly an hour after the first symptoms appear, says Arthur Kellerman, Associate Dean for Health Policy and Professor of Emergency Medicine at Emory.
Cardiac arrest is a condition in which the heart suddenly short circuits and instead of pumping normally, begins to quiver wildly in the center of the chest with no effective pumping action of the heart. The victim's blood pressure plummets to zero, they black out, they collapse on the ground. Very shortly thereafter, they stop breathing. In every way of thinking about it, they have basically just died. Except that heart can be restarted if action is taken promptly and properly.
But what if action is taken and the heart can't be restarted? Should emergency medical personnel rush the patient to the nearest emergency room? Or should treatment end in the field?
At that point, a critical decision has to be made. Do we stop, recognize that our best was not good enough in this sad case, and pronounce this victim dead? Or do we put him in the back of an ambulance, race through the streets of a major city or down a rural highway at very high speeds with lights and siren in the faint hope that maybe, just maybe, somebody in a hospital ER can restart the patient's heart when paramedics couldn't do it at the scene? That's what this study examined. If all the right things are done and a patient's heart is not restarted, is there additional benefit in asking the paramedics, the ambulance crew, family members who might be riding in the ambulance with them, and the public to incur the risks of transport and the extra costs of emergency care in the ER and maybe even for a few days in an ICU? Can you save more lives that way? The bottom line for the study was no.
However, Kellerman says it is possible to increase the chances of resuscitation in the field. But, he says, key critical actions must be taken, and they must be done quickly and properly.
First, the bystander needs to recognize that this is a life-threatening emergency and call 911. Second, CPR should be promptly started at the earliest possible moment, ideally by a family member or a bystander who knows how to do CPR, even before a fire truck or an ambulance gets there. The third critical action is early defibrillation, a countershock that can help that heart to stop that wild quivering action and begin to beat normally again, and then prompt transport of that patient to definitive care in the nearest emergency department. Those four actions, call 911, start CPR, early defibrillation, and prompt access to definitive care, are so important, the American Heart Association calls them the chain of survival. The bottom line for the study is this. Surviving cardiac arrest is a pre-hospital fight. You win, you lose. You live or you die based on the actions taken at the scene. That's why the chain of survival is so important. That's why, as a family member, the best thing you can do is to learn the signs of cardiac arrest, understand the vital importance of calling 911, and learn how to do CPR. Because if you promptly call 911 and start CPR, you're giving your loved one the best possible chance of survival.
I'm Robin Trakolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.